Good evening and welcome to the Radio Family Rosie program. Tonight, we invite you to please join Monsignor Michael O'Grady and the members of the Christ Child Society in praying together the sorrowful mysteries of the Most Holy Rosary.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord God and the Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
And now we pray for an increase of faith, hope, and charity. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
And we will reflect on the sorrowful mysteries. The first mystery, the agony of Jesus in the garden. And just do a reflection in our own hearts of the aloneness of Jesus. And we pray especially that we might always be there for those who are alone. And our intention for this decade is we offer it for all expectant mothers, that they will be open to God's gift of life. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
And the second sorrowful mystery, the scourging at the pillar. And again, we just do our own reflection within our hearts, wherever there is pain or suffering in the lives of others, that we would be conscious of that and recognize Christ in all suffering people. The intention for this decade, we offered it for the conversion of all who do not value the sanctity of life. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The third sorrowful mystery, Jesus is crowned with thorns. We offer this decade for spiritual strength for today's families, that they will lead Christ-centered lives. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
And the fourth sorrowful mystery, Jesus carries his cross. We offer this decade for all educators of children, for parents, teachers, and caregivers, that they will impart Christian value. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The fifth sorrowful mystery, Jesus is crucified. We offer this decade for God's blessing on the work of the Christ Child Society in reaching out to children. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Hail, Holy Queen.
Mother of mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee we cry, poor banished children of thee. To thee we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping, with sorrow and tears. Turn, O most gracious Advocate, thine eyes of mercy towards us. And after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O Mother, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary,
pray for us, O Holy Mother of God,
that we may be worthy of the promises of Christ.
And let us pray. O God, whose only begotten Son, by his life, death, and resurrection, has purchased for us the rewards of eternal life, grant, we beseech thee, that meditating upon these mysteries of the Most Holy Rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we may learn to imitate what they contain and obtain what they promise through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Tonight on the Radio Family Rosary program, we are very pleased to be able to bring to you the first part of a mini-mission preached by Father Zachary of the Mother of God at our recent Radio Family Rosary Dinner. Father Zachary is a member of the Society of Our Lady of the Most Holy Trinity, and he shares with us this evening about the holy season of Lent.
My name is Father Zachary of the Mother of God, and it's a privilege for me to be here to share with you some understandings about the holy season of Lent. First of all, this is the holy season of Lent, and please refer to it as the holy season of Lent. This is a time of purification and renewal. It's actually a retreat in the desert where our Father in heaven has called us to speak to our hearts in that solitude of the beautiful desert where you can commune with the triune God. Now, what is the reason that we enter into this holy season? Why do we enter into prayer, fasting, almsgiving? Why do we have these 40 days and 40 nights? The reason is because Jesus went to the desert led by the Holy Spirit 40 days and 40 nights. This is another key point. The reason we do everything or should do anything is because Jesus did it. There should be no other reason for us doing anything. The reason why we're doing this is because Jesus did it. We are not undertaking a self-improvement program. Our fasting is not just the diet we always wanted to go on. Our almsgiving is not something just to make us feel good about ourselves. Jesus went to the desert. He prayed, he fasted, and ultimately he gave us the greatest of alms, himself. He gave us his victories over the devil in the desert, He gave us his victories over the devil, the flesh, and the world on the cross. That is almsgiving. The greatest almsgiving is giving Jesus. Now, the program for the holy season of Lent is one of prayer, fasting, almsgiving. This will help purify us and help us grow in love. And I want to share with you some of the deeper understandings of true prayer, fasting, almsgiving. Remember, first, the holy season of Lent is not just about giving up chocolate for 40 days and then eating 40 days of chocolate on Easter. That's not the holy season of Lent. The holy season of Lent is to become unified with Jesus, who is led by the Holy Spirit to do the will of the Heavenly Father. And ultimately, we're being prepared to go to Holy Week. The whole purpose of this holy season is to prepare us to go to the Paschal mystery of Christ, culminating in the Easter Triduum of the Last Supper, where the Eucharist and the priesthood is instituted and the commandment of love is given us, Good Friday, and Easter Sunday, and then 40 days after that, the Ascension. The Paschal mystery of Christ is the suffering, death, burial, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus, and that's what we're preparing to do. But we must get rid of ourselves so we're filled with God when we do this, because we cannot do this on our own strength. We must have that relationship with God the Father that Jesus won for us. Prayer, in many ways, can be viewed as a relationship with the Holy Spirit at the highest level. We're told in Scripture that the Holy Spirit prays in us with groanings and longings beyond our understanding. Why is that? Because we're limited creatures. We cannot even imagine the fullness of the infinite God. He lives in unapproachable light, right? Now, Jesus has revealed him to us, but the fullness of the understanding of the mystery of the triune God, the infinite God, we limit ourselves in relationship to God. We need the Holy Spirit to ask for us, to groan and implore for us what we really need. So prayer is that time of developing a relationship with the Holy Spirit, which I hope to help you enter into tonight after I lay this foundation of some deep understandings of prayer, fasting, almsgiving. First, the highest level is always to trinitize everything. I belong to the Society of Our Lady of the Most Holy Trinity. Our Blessed Mother teaches us to trinitize everything, to see how God the Father is working, how Jesus is working, how the Holy Spirit's working. We're supposed to have living relationships with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. When some of our separated brethren come and ask me, do you have a living relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ? I go, why, yes. And in fact, I have one with the Father and the Holy Spirit as well. And would you like to pray the rosary together so we can learn how to deepen those relationships? We'll get to that in our conversation tonight about our Blessed Mother at this Radio Family Rosary celebration. Prayer is developing a relationship with the Holy Spirit. Prayer should be centered on entering into the mystery of God revealed in the Word of God in a special way. Sacred Scripture, the sacred tradition, and the magisterium of the church are all important. The Holy Spirit reveals that to us. The more we enter into the Word, the deeper the roots of our lives go in the heart of God, and we will bear good fruit. And you know the fruits of the Holy Spirit, right? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, right? Modesty, chastity, purity, so many other wonderful fruits. You have to look in your life and see if those fruits are being produced in your life. Prayer will help you produce those wonderful fruits because the Holy Spirit will bring you all the graces you need. Fasting at the highest level is really deepening your relationship with God the Father. Why do I say that? Well, it's because the highest level of fasting is really fasting from your own will to do the will of God. That's the highest level of fasting. Yes, it's good to give up some type of food, sweets, for example. You have your basic level fast. But ultimately, you also want to have a fast that's going to help you be a better person at the end of the holy season of Lent, where you're going to work on your primary fault. With the grace of God, you're going to work on the virtue that will help you overcome that fault. I'll teach you a little bit more about that as this talk goes on. But what we all want is to fast from our will to do the will of God. That's what Jesus shows us in Holy Week, right? To get rid of ourselves. And that's the greatest fast. In fact, when God sends us people and puts us in circumstances to help us die to ourselves, I know my own response sometimes is not that, Lord. You know, I'll live on bread and water the rest of my life, but not that one. You know, not that one. But God knows in his providence who to send us. And we need these purifications. We need to be empty of ourselves. Deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow Christ. Almsgiving at the highest level is really a relationship with Jesus, because who is the ultimate alms we give? Jesus. But look at him on the cross. That's almsgiving. Jesus gives us all of himself on the cross. That's where we need to come to. Giving a poor person $5 or $10 is very good. I encourage it. But giving all of yourself, like Jesus does on the cross, like Jesus does in the Eucharist, that's where we need to come, because we're baptized into Jesus, right? We need to learn to give ourselves without counting the cost.
We would very much like to thank Father Zachary of the Society of Our Lady of the Most Holy Trinity for sharing with us this evening excerpts from his mini-mission at our recent Radio Family Rosary dinner. Father Zachary said that in Lent, we focus on prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Prayer deepens our relationship with the Holy Spirit. The more we enter into God's Word, the deeper the roots of our lives go into the heart of God, then the more good fruit God is able to bear through us. Fasting deepens our relationship with God the Father. We are called to fast from our will to do God's will. And almsgiving deepens our relationship with Jesus, who on the cross gives us the greatest gift of alms that anyone could ever give. In Lent, we need to learn to give ourselves more and more without counting the cost. We invite you to tune in Monday evening to hear a whole week of Father Robert Clements speaking to us about the lost sheep and the Good Shepherd. Good night now, and through the intercession of Our Lady, Queen of Peace, and to the prayers of Saint Joseph, her most chaste spouse, may God richly bless you, and may he grant you his peace. Thank you for joining us this evening for the Radio Family Rosary program. If you would like to receive a free newsletter or sponsor a program, please call Jean at 602-954-0316 or write to us here at the Radio Family Rosary Program, P.O. Box 17484, Phoenix, Arizona 85011. We invite you to tune in nightly to the Radio Family Rosary Program on KXXT 1010, Monday through Friday, 6:30 to 7 p.m. You may also listen to our program on the Internet at any time of the day at www.familyvaluesradio.net. We would like to thank the St. Simon and Jude Cathedral Adult and Grade School Choirs for singing the Ave Maria for us this evening. Good night now, and through the prayers of Mary, the Mother of Jesus, and our own Mother as well, and through the intercession of St. Joseph, her most chaste spouse, may God richly bless you and grant you his peace.